downfall, which I'm fine with, is that I'm sitting in a hot box. It is so hot in this tiny little room, but I just know it's beautiful outside, so it's okay. So, today's theme is lyrics by ladies, words by wonderful women, only women, because it's Women's History Month, and yesterday it was International Women's Day, so, I don't know, go hug a girl, or send her some money. Our first song is a classic, a simple one, Silver Springs, 2004 remastered version by Fleetwood Mac.
It's a lie.
I'm not afraid to
Wow, I didn't mean to force Harry Styles onto you in the middle of that. I truly don't know what occurred. It randomly started playing something else. And that was a little bit rude because this episode is specifically for women. So he's got to stay out, unfortunately, for the next hour. I can't be pushing Harry Styles onto everyone right now. Not right now. But hello. I was just singing along to that. And I think I've said this before, but every single time I'm singing, I have to double and triple check that my mic is not on, because that would be unfortunate. But we have a fun lineup for today. I'm going to be honest with you. I chose these songs very quickly. Not that I was in a rush. I picked them all out last night. However, typically when I pick my playlist, I listen to at least half of each song and I make sure that they're all the same vibe. Of course, my genre is soft rock, so if I can't really tell what the genre is just from listening to it, or I don't know off the top of my head, I'll Google it and, you know, I look for if it's soft rock, indie rock, it says one of those. I kind of just went for it with this lineup. I chose some songs that I'm a fan of, all by women, or at least the person that's singing is a woman. But yeah, let me stop talking. It's quite the lineup, so let's keep it up. Next, we have What's Up by Four Non Blondes. Yay!
Trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis. Thank you. and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
What a banger. Let me know if that was hype or if it sucked. Actually, don't, because I thought it was hype, so don't respond. Last Monday, by the way, if we haven't noticed, this is my favorite part of Mondays. I love my DJ show. I love playing music. I love talking in a room by myself. Only this room, though, not any other kind of room. Oh, my favorite part of Mondays. However, last Monday, after counting it all up, I realized by the end of the night that I had 600 milligrams of caffeine. And it doesn't take a doctor to realize that that is really unhealthy. That is really bad for you. So today, I think I only had between 100 and 200, which is really good. As long as what I'm drinking right now doesn't have caffeine in it. I don't know why it would. I'm checking, and I don't think it does. It is live probiotic kombucha, and I don't think that stuff has caffeine in it. Because it kind of just tastes like I'm drinking sparkling water. Maybe sparkling lemonade, but it's supposed to be really good for you. Wait, it does have caffeine in it. Oh my gosh. I wonder how much. Okay, I don't want to sit and stare at this for too long. However, I am going to keep reading the entire label so that I can figure out how much caffeine I'm consuming. The max for a healthy, functioning adult is 400 milligrams a day. And that's a little bit high, and that's for any adult. So, you know, 600 left me feeling not too good last Monday. So this Monday, I woke up really, really tired, but I woke up with an open mind. I didn't start my day with caffeine. Nope, I got ready, I walked outside, I drank water during my 3-hour lecture. So, all is well. And my night will be over in about, or my day will be over in about 3 hours. So I don't need any more caffeine. I don't know what I was doing last week, because I'm pretty sure during this show I was drinking caffeine, which is, in my opinion, an issue. But our next song is one that my very, very best friend and I, every time we listen to it, we say, what am I hearing from the other room? Good Lord. I'm not sure. However, every time we listen to it, we say that we could take this song through an IV. Like, this song is a 10 out of 10 for me. It has never gotten old. I have listened to this song so many times. And sometimes, again, with my same best friend, because I have one BFF. if we are working together, we will play this song. It's kind of depressing. So, you know, if I'm working with anyone else, I'm not going to put this vibe of music on. But if I'm with her, it's perfectly fine. We can still jump up and down to this song because, again, I could have this pumped through my veins. And that is Fade Into You by Mazzy Star.
Come apart and you'll go blind.
If I could listen to that song for the first time again, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I'll leave it at that. I'm probably going to talk in between every single song because I am a song short. There's a song on this playlist that I don't feel like playing. I don't think it matches the vibes. It does not match my mood. I could play her if I really wanted to, but I think I would rather chat. Also, the time on this computer being wrong is really throwing me off because on there, it says it's 6:12 p.m. I've been here for longer than that. But I'm also going to talk because, again, I'm going to leave a little bit early because I have a class at 7 p.m. Awesome. Truly awesome. Ton of fun. Hopefully one of my friends saves me a seat. I asked them to. But... yeah, sorry I just got distracted. The band is leaving. Oh my gosh, so now you better only listen to my music. Truly, only mine. So, anyway, I hope everyone's week is going so well. Normally I say that in the middle and at the end. I don't know why I said that right now. However, the next song I'm going to play, the album cover was on the wall of my childhood home's basement. As were many albums, honestly. Many records, pennants, coated the walls. It's interesting because I never, thought twice about any of those records, I guess. I mean, I always looked at them as a child. I wasn't blind to them. But as I've gotten older, I'll listen to a song and I'll look at the album and I'm like, wait a minute, this looks really familiar. And it's because it was in my house for 13 years. That's why. But the next one is one of those, if I didn't already say that. It's Heart of Glass by Blondie. Classic! I'm sure when I was younger, if that song played, I would know it, but I think that goes for a lot of songs that I hear now. I probably heard them for the first time when I was very young. Shout out to my parents, I guess. But, playing that song, I've been staring at the album cover amongst other things I was doing during that 3 minutes and 49 seconds. But I totally just envision my childhood basement. And in my childhood home, I didn't really spend much time in my bedroom. At least my core memories don't really consist of anything from my bedroom. I think all of my personal fun either happened in the basement. That was the majority of it. I guess we had a cool basement. In my sister's room, probably watching One Direction music videos or helping her fold her laundry, which has since become my least favorite task. My least favorite chore is hanging up clothes. I would rather scrub a toilet than hang up my clothes. And I think that's because I asked my sister to do it so often as a kid, so that we could hang out. Or I have a lot of core memories in my brother's room, staying up till like the middle of the night playing video games. Looking back, when I think about my childhood home, I never think about my bedroom. And I did not realize that until I was listening to this song. Weird little connection, weird realization, but nonetheless, good memories, good vibes. What do I want to play next? I really wanted to play a specific song by Lana Del Rey, which is like, it's an alternative rock song. Absolutely love it. Very often, this is specific, but I only think to play it when I'm taking a shower in my dorm and I queue up like 4 songs. it's almost always one of them. However, it's explicit and there's no clean version. And I can't tell you really to go listen to it, but I'm going to listen to... I didn't even say the name of it. You can't go listen to it. Whatever. Instead, we're going to listen to Chemtrails Over the Country's Love, okay?
I'm on the run with you, my sweet love. There's nothing wrong contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Take out your turquoise and all of your jewels. Go to the market, the kids' swimming pools. Baby, what's your sign? My moon's in Leo, my Cancer is Sun. You won't play, you're no fun. Well, I don't care what they think. Drag racing my little red sports car. I'm not unhinged or unhappy, I'm just wild.
I'm on the run with you, my sweet love. There's nothing wrong contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary school. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this deep normality settles down over me. I'm not bored or unhappy, I'm still so strange and wild.
I'm in the wind, I'm in the water. Nobody's son, nobody's daughter. Watching the chemtrails over the country club. Suburbia, the Brentwood Market. What to do next? Baby, we'll love it. Why pick it chemtrails over the country club?
Okay, now I just think I'm getting pranked because every clock now says the exact same time, and I'm gaslighting myself into believing they've always said the same time, but I know I'm not going that insane, so I think I'm just getting pranked or something. Yesterday, I got back to from dinner to my dorm, and my roommate was on the phone with her mom, and I only heard the end of the conversation, but what I'm hearing is, did you find the cauldron? Is the cauldron, like, ready for to be picked up? Okay. Where can we get gold coins? Do you think they have gold coins at Five Below, or should I order the gold coins on Amazon? Okay. All right. And do you think we could be, like, tossing the gold coins into the cauldron? And I broke down laughing, and I'm like, are you pranking me right now? She's like, no. What? I'm like, no. I think you're pranking me right now. Because her mom was on speaker. She's talking about the cauldron, the coins, the rainbow. I'm like, what? What? What could we possibly be talking about right now? Last time I checked, she is not a leprechaun. She's taller than me. But on that note, no one really does anything on St. Patrick's Day. That should be a holiday that, I don't know, could we, like, hide the gold coins or something? Make it an Easter situation? There were some very early St. Patrick's Day celebrations this past weekend, but I was in the middle of nowhere, off the grid, with no service. All phones were dead. If they weren't dead, they were on SOS. So I was reconnecting with nature, to say the least. I practically slept on a brick, which is why I woke up so tired this morning, because the night before I slept for about 3 hours. But nonetheless, it was fun. It was fun to basically throw my phone out the window for like 24 hours and be with about 80 other people that did the exact same thing. But yeah, I actually, St. Patrick's Day, despite my last name being McKenna, is a holiday that I completely forget about every time it rolls around. Like, I've seen a lot of events that are St. Patrick's Day themed, whether I'm getting flyers in the elevator on my Instagram account. But again, I kind of just forget about it. And I think it's weird to me to see it, because St. Patrick's Day is not a season, it's a holiday. Speaking of which, though, I was told this past weekend that I look like someone who really likes Halloween. And that's inaccurate, but I took it as a compliment, because I think I would like to look like someone that really likes Halloween, as opposed to someone who really likes, I don't know, the 4th of July or Thanksgiving or something. I don't know. I think Halloween was a good pick for me. I would hope it's accurate. But again, I'm not really a big fan of Halloween. I wasn't even a fan of Halloween when I was a kid. I'm not sure why. But, what should I play next? I actually do think I'm going to have to add a few more songs. Regularly, when I make my playlists, I wish that I could just add a bunch of songs by Fleetwood Mac. Recently, someone asked me, it was like an icebreaker type of question, if you could have a meal with any two celebrities, dead or alive, who would you choose? And I chose Harry Styles and Stevie Nicks, because some fun little lore. Harry Styles absolutely loves Stevie Nicks. They've performed together, and he has said in interviews that one of the first songs that he learned every word to was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. So I think it would be really fun, and I love both of their music for different reasons, so I think it would be fun to talk to both of them, get the inside scoop on both of their lives. Man, I would love to see Stevie Nicks live. But on this note, I love this topic. I truly love this topic. Last week, I gave a speech on Ticketmaster, and I think so many parts of my life revolve around music. I actually told someone another icebreaker question was, what is something besides like a phone, food, water, that you would rather die than live without? And that was a little extreme. So we'll say, you know, life would be a lot worse if I lived without it. And I said music, because truly, this can't be good for you. I think your brain does need some pure silence. But I wake up and I start listening to music. I always have an AirPod in. If I'm not in class, I'm listening to music. If I'm not, like, socializing with people, I'm listening to music. I mean, even then, I might be listening to music. I think it's fun. It's given me a wide variety of music taste, I think. And doing this show is so much fun, because I just get to, I mean, a lot of the times I'm playing songs that I already know, but sometimes I'm researching music that I've never heard, and I'm playing it on my show. How awesome. I think I'm up to like 57 playlists on Spotify. Not that I make them that often, but every single week I make a playlist for my DJ show, and I make a playlist for the pop culture show in the room over. So every week I make two more playlists, so they've probably increased exponentially. But it's also slightly difficult. I feel like more songs nowadays are explicit, and of course I cannot play explicit music, and I don't think I would want to on here. But so many songs that I think to play, or a certain vibe that I want to bring to the table, most of the songs are explicit, which is unfortunate, because I'd love to play an even wider variety. But luckily, the music world is infinite, so there's always a lot to choose from. Next, we are going to play Across the Universe by Fiona Apple. What a fun name. I'm glad my last name isn't a fruit.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Change my world. Nothing's gonna
Okay, I really wanted to find one more song that was really short to play before my song that's 6.5 minutes. However, I didn't find one throughout the entirety of that song that I felt like matched the vibe that I was going for and was the perfect length. So, I don't like ending early. This is kind of sad. I'm excited for my next little endeavor, but I love using the entirety of my 1 hour, as I think I've said before. People do this for 2 hours straight, and I think I could totally do that. However, I would probably end up talking for longer than what is appropriate. But, you know, I like hearing my own voice. I guess that's conceited. That's why I might be a reporter. That's why I might be on TV. Perfect. Great. Glad I figured that out this early on. Trying to think if I have anything really important and thrilling to say before we leave each other. We're gonna leave each other for 2 whole weeks because I'm counting down the minutes until I get to go home for spring break. No offense to UMD, I love you dearly, but I'm so excited to go home, so excited to see my house and my dogs and my job. My job at home is a lot more fun than my job here, but yeah, that wasn't really fun and thrilling and exciting to end on, and that was kind of negative to end on. I absolutely love UMD. I've met so many incredible people at UMD. What an awesome place. Okay, I feel like that was a little bit more positive to end on. The song that we're ending with is called One of the Greats by Florence and the Machine. And I've definitely mentioned this before as well. I guess I just talk in circles. Truly am a record. Not a broken one, though. Good Lord. Anyway, I would love to see Florence and the Machine live. Oh my goodness. I'm pretty sure the closest live show to where I reside is Capital One in about a month, but last time I checked, the reseller tickets are over $400. Whoa. No one has that kind of money. Well, no one as in me. So that won't be happening. But it's fine. It's fine. I have so many live shows planned for this year, and that is so, so awesome. I get to see so many people that I love this year. I couldn't even pick which one I'm most excited for. Oh my gosh. But obviously, live music is an ethereal experience for me personally, but I love telling people, like hearing a song by someone and saying, oh yeah, I've seen them live, and then they have a reaction. It's so fun. It's similar to, actually no, it's not too similar. People say, if you couldn't tell anyone that you ran a marathon, would you run a marathon? The answer is probably no. No, you're not going to do that to yourself. And I was going to say, would you go to a concert if you couldn't tell anyone? Yes, you absolutely would. Absolutely. I love live music. I live for it. But what was I going to say? Yes, I was in the car on Sunday and a song by Jimmy Buffett came on and I said, oh, rest in peace. I've seen him twice. Yep. Good for me. It's definitely a slight bragging point, which I think is fun. But now that I've rambled, we're getting to the point that I actually do have to go. How sad. But anyways, enjoy Florence and the Machine. This most recent album is so awesome. And this is One of the Greats. I hope you have an incredible rest of your week. I hope you enjoy the concerning warm temperature that we're reaching. It's nice, though. It's nice. So, have fun. Do something fun with yourself. I don't know what. Maybe, like, I don't know. I don't know what you fancy. This is my last song. And again, this is Calm and Collected on WMUC Digital in no place like College Park. Enjoy. I know I will. have a great night. Go drink a cup of tea.
I crawled up from under the earth, broken nails and coughing dirt, spitting out my song so you could sing along. Oh, and with each bedraggled breath, I knew I came back from the dead to show you how it's done. Show you what it takes to conquer and to crucify, to become one of the greats, one of the greats. I kept a scream inside my chest, killed everyone I'd ever kissed, hung them on the wall like trophies, each name a stain upon my lips. I told the truth, but never see it through. You see yourself hung on the wall, but that song is not about you. I wrote down all my fumbling visions, transmitted via television, got everything I thought I wanted and cried hungover in a hotel closet. Did I get it right? Do I win the prize? Do you regret bringing me back to life? Arms outstretched back from the dead, lights bursting overhead, arms outstretched back from the dead, street lights bursting overhead. I did my best, tried to impress, my childhood dream made flesh in my dresses, in my flowering sadness, so like a woman to profit from her madness. I was only beautiful under the lights, only powerful there. Why did you dig me up for this? Arms outstretched back from the dead, streetlights bursting overhead. Arms outstretched back from the dead, streetlights bursting overhead. You'll bury me again, you'll say it's all pretend, that I could never be great, being held up against such really gets to be one of the greats, one of the greats. This one's the ladies, do I drive you crazy? Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Do I win the prize? Do you regret bringing me back to life? Did I get it right? Do I win the prize? You regret bringing me